Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest-running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring is the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 23rd through the 25th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next November. For more information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check out our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
I'm Alex, and I'm from Newcastle. My husband and I have a young daughter, but he works nights and I work days. We ate a lot of fast food, and I hadn't exercised in over 2 years. I didn't realize I was unhealthy, but if I was being honest, I was. So I decided to make a change, one step at a time, and eating better started to give me the energy I needed to exercise more. Focusing on my health changed my life.
Find healthy ways to start at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, we did see some cash cattle business develop a little bit in our part of the country yesterday at $120, about a dollar higher than last week's average, and signifies a break in the lower market trend over the last few weeks. Feeders continue to look for even higher prices as packers have previously been able to suppress prices despite a tight supply of market-ready cattle through the last 6 weeks. Business has not yet been seen in the north, with bids still hard to pin down, but asking prices remain at about $122. Now, with the cattle on feed report coming up, it's possible additional trade may hold out until late in the week. Strong triple-digit gains in the hog futures have continued, with the expectation that pork purchases will start to develop over the next couple of weeks. Even though active increases of export sales may not be seen in this week's delayed report released Friday morning, the focus that buying will be done through the end of February and early March is sparking renewed buyer interest in all nearby contracts. Well, weaker wheat markets overnight after a mixed overnight open. The violent move yesterday, or at least on Tuesday, followed by a sizable sell-off before prices recovered yesterday, seems to point toward technical influence more than anything else. There are a lot of headlines in the wheat market right now, from locusts moving across Africa and Asia to reduced crop estimates out of Australia to poor crop conditions in France to China buying U.S. wheat. The corn prices are quietly weaker overnight, continuing the recent trend of erratic price action in the overall consolidated pattern. Traders are awaiting Friday's export sales report to see if the recent trend of improved commitments continues, especially as the Phase 1 agreement with China officially started February 15th. The soy complex is mixed to weaker, with most contracts posting small gains this morning. Soybeans managed to post gains yesterday despite moderate losses in corn and wheat, the mirror opposite of Tuesday's price action. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures, April live cattle up 20 cents yesterday, 120.80. June was up 10 at 112.30. March feeder cattle up 147, 140.77. April up 125 at 143.02. April hogs up 207, 67.57. Kansas City wheat, March down 6 cents at 479 and 3 quarters. May was down 6 and a quarter at 486 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, May was down 2 and a half, 562 and a half. December was down a half penny at 576 and a half. March corn down 2 and a half, 380 and a half. May was down 2 and a quarter at 385 and a quarter. March soybeans up 5 cents, 897 and a quarter. May was up 3 and a quarter at 905 and a half. On the cotton, March was down 21 cents, 68.27, and May was down 35 cents, 69.30. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.